Hello everyone, this is Larry Phillips, and I'm preparing to go on a new platform tonight. A friend of mine who set this up, Walt Stickle, so bear with me. This is a new blog because we can reach many more people. We will be live on 6 o'clock with this blog that we're going to be testing. This is really kind of a testing of the waters tonight. And so Walt Stickle's going to be on. We've invited a number of guests to come on and call in. If you want to call in live, you can do so at 6 o'clock. The phone lines won't be open until 6 o'clock. The phone number is 646-564-9865. Again, it's 646-564-9865. So we're going to be talking. This is really an open forum tonight for fellowship of believers of like faith. And we're going to be talking a lot about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about sovereign grace. We're going to be talking about some of Ed Henry's books, The Antichrist Gospel, The Greatest Lie on Earth. And we're going to be talking about a number of other things on this broadcast. Rick, welcome aboard. Glad to see you with me. Trying to get my fever blister covered up. I got a fever blister there. You're so vain. Good evening, Louise. Welcome aboard. But Walt Stickle had approached me about doing a co-broadcast with him, and I was really delighted. I love Brother Walt a lot. He's kind of replaced my father a little bit, kind of a certain. You don't call anyone father on the earth, but he's kind of replaced my dad since my dad passed away. He's been a great blessing to me. And so we're going to do these joint broadcasts on this. Good afternoon, Rick. Glad to see you with us. We're going to do a continued broadcast. We can do up to 50 programs per month on this new platform. And so this is kind of a test tonight to see how that platform works. And we'll see at the end of this if it's – the new talk show just has not worked out really well because a lot of people don't feel comfortable with, frankly, with – having to use Google Chrome. A lot of people don't want to use Google at all, and I can't really say I blame them. Another reason I wanted to jump on board this platform is it has an archive, so that if we're going to archive all of our broadcasts and archive them in MP3 format so that we can also put all of our broadcasts on sermon audio, and we're going to do all of our broadcasts, or at least I'm going to do all of my broadcasts on Facebook Live at the same time I'm doing the broadcast on the podcast. So if any of you are interested, we will send you out announcements for each one of those broadcasts that we do. And the phone number, like old home week, yeah, that's really true. And I think you're going to see tonight, we're going to have some new guests to introduce everyone to as well. You might want to just jot this phone number down. It's 646-564-9865. It's 646-564-9865. Tonight's going to be an open format. Really, it's just a time of edifying and building, believers up in the faith. We all need it. Don't we ever? And so, no, I'm not going to bore everyone with my poems tonight. So anyway, I'm going to go over and let's see, it's 5:40. I can't access the other platform until 5:45. So I jumped on a little early so I would be ready, for that. So, you guys just kind of bear with me as I figure out this new platform. This is all brand new to me. I was called and Walt said he'd had it all set up and wanted to know if I wanted to to be a part of. And I said, I wouldn't miss it for anything. And so we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. Rick, I hope you and your family are doing well. Louise, I hope you and your family are doing well. We think of you guys often. And, you know, God has us scattered, but he still knows that we are a part of his family. And I'm just glad to know that he adopted us. You know, I love Ephesians 1:6, predestinated unto adoption. And having worked as a social worker, I can tell you that there are a lot of promises made to children that they're going to be adopted, and then parents at the last, or prospective parents at the last minute deciding they're not going to adopt, and these children were devastated. Jesus Christ does not unadopt his family. Once he's adopted us, it's a done deal forever, for eternity. I'm sure glad he didn't give us temporary life. I'm glad it's eternal life. Okay, it's 5:42. Got about 3 minutes. So just bear with me as I ramble for 3 minutes. We've invited a number of people to jump on board. In fact, I just posted this on Facebook Live as well. I want to welcome aboard Gabriel Roney. Glad that you're with us tonight. I want to welcome all of our people that join us each morning for our daily devotionals. That's been a great blessing to me to have you in our breakfast club, even though a lot of people that are joining us for our devotional each morning are, you know, it's not breakfast time for them. A lot of times it's dinner time for them, or even bedtime, depending on what part of the world they're listening from. And so it's been a blessing to meet people all around the world each morning, and to be able to begin to develop relationships with so many people from Pakistan and India and, you know, quite a number of people from the Philippines, and then a number of people that have been reaching out to us from Kenya. You know, these folks are really needing fellowship. And so we're trying to bridge that gap and be a friend to the fatherless and to the widows and to those who are suffering. Let's see, 5:43. Yeah, it's amazing how we can sit in our living room around our laptop and talk to folks around the world. What a vehicle for God's grace demonstrated. It all started with sermon audio when I started getting my monthly reports from around the world. But when I got on Facebook, I don't know how many video calls I've had. I've had 2 video calls with 2 different families from Pakistan. And we've had, you know, and obviously I'm only one person, so I am limited as to how many people I can talk to and still maintain my relationship with Mark and Rosette. But anyway, Rosette's been very charitable in letting me reach out to these folks. Rosette wants to say hi to Rick and Louise. Let's see if I can get her here. Okay. Mark did not want to come down to the office tonight. He wanted to have some time alone, which that's his prerogative. Okay, it's 5:45. I'm going to see if we can get this started. Bear with me because I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Love Hope Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 40 minutes, 33 seconds. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Yeah, Rosette wants me to tell you she misses you as well, Louise. So sometimes we just can't be too many places at the same time. Just holding here for Walt to come online, and we'll see how that all works out. Leon Kennedy, welcome aboard. We'll be starting up here shortly. I'm sure Brother Walt Stickle will be joining us. Walt Stickle's the moderator tonight, so I'm kind of just standing in the corner and determining what's going on here. So it's all new to me here. Also, log in on Free Babylon Radio.
You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button, then click Add Extension to continue. You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button, then click Add Extension to continue. You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button, then click Add Extension to continue. You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button, then click Add Extension to continue. You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button, then click Add Extension to continue. You're almost done. Click the Add to Chrome button,
okay.
Then click Add Extension
stay with
to continue.
Me.
You're almost done.
Well, according to this, we have about 7 minutes before we get started. Can I switch the music to Rosette singing hymns? Well, I don't know. I'm just on autopilot right now. But that's the thing about these programs. They're really not tailor-made for specific audiences. It's more like a clone program. But anyway, I hope that Brother Walt joins us here shortly. We've got about 6 minutes. I came on early because I frankly have not done this platform before. By the way, I'm going to turn this down here if I can a little bit. Hold on a second. We're going to have a special guest on. I'm not sure whether it's going to be on Talk Show or on this format on Monday night. Frank Hall, who you've gotten the message, I think, the Nicolaitans. It's a phenomenal message. And if you haven't gotten it, I can send it to you PDF format. If you'll email me, I've got a PDF format of that message. And Frank Hall from North Carolina was locked out of his church for preaching a sermon on out of Edward Henry's book, The Greatest Lie on Earth. And his church was snatched from him. And he has quite a story. He's going to give his testimony and a sermon, kind of a sermonette, on Monday night at the same time. Ed Henry's planning on being on with us as well. I want to invite our other guests that have joined us as well. Howard Jett, and of course, a lot of the regulars that are jumping on board. We appreciate you being with us tonight. Good evening, Howard Jett. Welcome aboard. We should be starting up in about 3 minutes here. We're just waiting for all of our guests to jump on board so they won't miss out. And also I'm waiting for my host, Walter Stickle, to come on board. We're on a new platform tonight, and so bear with me. I'm just along for the ride trying to learn the new platform. So we'll see what happens. If I had Rick Matoric on, he could sing all kind of great songs for us. Louise, we have a lot of time in fellowship around praising God. I enjoy Rick's fellowship, and one of these days I hope I can meet him if the good Lord opens the door. Well, let's see here what we've got going on the other side. Yeah. Tulip, come here for a second. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, Tulip. Come on. Come forward. Come here. Here's my special friend. Say hi to it. Say hi. Hey. Can you say hi? Well, it's fun. Baby girl. Mm-hmm.
Log Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mystery Babylon Radio News. Say, listen, I'm having a little technical problem. Let's see if I can get a hold of anybody that is listening right now. Does anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Is this Larry?
Yeah, this is Larry.
Okay, well, excuse me, Larry. This thing threw a real curve at me, but anyway, we're on live, and I made it. So
okay, good. Well, we've got a number of guests that can hear you very well. We've got a whole group on Facebook Live, and so we're excited about this new pilot program. And we know it's the first time, so we'll just kind of go and learn as we go.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't take my host, Ben. It's been, I made this account back in 2012. I did 111 broadcasts.
Okay.
And, you know, when the computer throws you a curve, you just got to go with it, you know,
right.
And not run.
That's right. Yeah.
It took me, you know, anyway, listen, welcome to everybody. And I'm really excited about this. I haven't did a broadcast for a long time. And there's a reason, you know, the last year has been kind of, God's had me on the operating table. And, what inspired me, they've been sending me, introductions to discounts on Blog Talk, and I've been ignoring them. But when I got a hold of Frank Hall's Nickelodeon study, it inspired me to, because I'm 74 years old and I'm not an old man, but I am over the hump and walking down the other side. And, so I was a little timid in starting up a broadcast, but, Frank Hall inspired me. And so, we did this broadcast to press on the buttons and see if everything works. So, you know, the title of the broadcast tonight is it's Hour of Discernment, Fellowship Sharing the Plainer. we talked an awful lot about the plain earth and what it's doing and stuff. But, you know, I'm more interested now in what it's doing to our end. Whether it's in the secular world or the church, what's going on and what it is doing to the public. Give you an example. I use 9/11 as an example, and I compare it with heliocentric. See, in other words, everything that man has told us about 9/11 didn't happen. Everything that we heard from the media, over the media, the mass media, it didn't happen. And it's the same way with heliocentric. What man has taught us about creation is a lie. And it relates, there is an agenda. Everybody has heard of the book Night 4 and Big Brother. And like 9/11, you have to copy what you heard on the media, or you're attacked. And it's the same way with heliocentric. You have to go along with the program, or you're attacked. And I see this. Can you think of any other examples, Larry, that we have like that? We have to follow the media?
Yeah, it's like I was sharing with you a week or so ago how that the whole homosexual agenda has radically changed over the last 21 years. Even though I had to contend with it back 21 years ago, I cannot even imagine if I were a social worker today refusing to place those in alternative lifestyles, because the gay agenda now has been legitimized by society at large. So I think that would be one example.
Well, I heard one time on a broadcast, Ed brought up the fact that NASA is an intelligence gathering agency. See,
mm-hmm.
and then just the last couple of days, I realized, and I think, and one of the reasons I got kind of excited for this is for this broadcast is I'm here in Oregon and it's a windy day. And I get to go to the ocean practically every day. And every time I look out over that ocean, there's no way that thing's balled up in a ball.
Right.
You know, Larry wrote a poem. He wrote a poem and I'm gonna read this poem and see if I can put the emphasis in the right place. It's called The Lies of So-Called Science. So-called science tells us the earth is a globe spinning through space. The Bible tells us that it's fixed and cannot be moved and that it has a face. So-called science tells us the earth moves around the sun. The Bible tells us that the sun moves around the earth. And the earth was created in 6 days and God worked and creation was done. So-called science and NASA tells us that it went to the moon. Lucifer, the first astronaut, said the same thing, too. I will arise and exalt my throne above the stars of God. NASA's religion, in a nutshell, gives Lucifer its nod. So-called science tells us the universe is expanding. The Bible proclaims that God's works are finished. So-called science tells us we have gravity. The Bible tells us to open our eyes and see that the heavens declare the glory of God. 'Tis time we reject all these lies of so-called science and go back to the Bible for our reliance. Let's stop putting our trust in the Kabbalah's lies and trust in one who rules the skies. And it's kind of interesting. You know, we're all growing. We grow, we learn, we learn. First time I met Larry, he called me up and we were talking about the Pope. That was that's about 3 or 4 years ago. And this subject I'm talking on right now, you couldn't get a conversation 3 or 4 years ago. And as time has went on, and then as time has went on, you know, the biggest question always people say, well, why are they lying? Well, you know, it's real simple. They're hiding God. If you're thinking you're going through space at 66,000 miles and spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, the world, they've taken God out of the equation. Why isn't, you know, and the fact that the few people that are on this broadcast, the only reason why you're listening and you're hearing is because God's given you ears to hear and eyes to see.
Amen.
Because anybody that looks into this, and is, you have to be, because we've all been deceived. And the point I realized this last couple of days, you know, these men that reject the Bible, because it's not what Walt says, it's not what Larry says, but what's God's word say? I had a call this morning from a fellow in Virginia, and I got to talking about heliocentric. And in other words, all the religions, all the false religions, they need the sun. They have to have the sun, or their theology doesn't work. And anyway, listen, I was going to see if there's I'd like to give some comments. I'm not too sure. I got a 540 and a 416 and a 318. I'm going to open your mic here and in the 318 and invite into it for some fellowship and questions or discussion.
Hey there, brother. Hello,
Carl. Hello, Carl. I feel like I know you, Carl. But
yep.
because Frank, from when I, because you know one of the reasons it's taken so long for me to strike up another broadcast is because you know, I'm lacking a little backbone, you know. But when I heard about Frank Hall, I said, if Frank can do it, you know, you can open up the mic and talk. But if I ask you, you know, how long did it take you, Carl, to come about to the fact that we're not a spinning ball?
I guess just a matter of just maybe a few days. There, once the good Lord opened my eyes to it, it was just something that was so obvious in Scripture, I could not look over it. I mean, it was just there on, you know, on every page. I mean, it was like seeing predestination and election for the first time, is what I sort of compare it to. And I would say maybe a week at the most of just, you know, prayer and study of the Bible and spend time with the Lord. And, you know, this is His work. He says that He takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And whenever He saved me, I was in pretty bad shape. And called me to faith in Jesus Christ. And like I say, He put that desire in, you know, in my heart to seek Him in His Word. And once I did, I mean, it happened pretty quick. That was great.
Well, that's like a friend of mine, you know, when I mentioned a heliocentric to him, and I told him there were 67 verses that refer to motion, it took him about 15 minutes. Because, it's not, and another thing I kind of, this morning when I was talking to a fellow in Virginia, you know, it's right there in the first chapter of the Bible. In other words, if you read exactly what it says, you have to ignore, and not only in the first chapter, but it's, you know, we live in an enclosed system and water runs downhill. And another thing I try to get away from that flat. That's why it came to me this morning. I was waking up. It's called the plane earth. Because earth is mentioned 927 times in the Bible. And the word planet, singular, is not there. And when planets is mentioned, it's talking about the stars. Because a planet is a wandering star. And I had an airplane. And I had an airplane, and I didn't understand what I had bought. But I was able to get in that machine and fly through the air around the plane. And it also dawned on me that's why they called it an airplane. You know, the thing, I want your opinion too, Carl. What it's done for me, you know, the way God, you know, all the mysteries of creation, how God put all this together. Well, we don't know everything. But I know an Eisling bird, I know that it was created and when I flew across the United States in 1977, you know, I can assure you that it's flat. At the time, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. But and I can tell you that the maps they give us were real. I'm talking about going from Washington State to Dulles Airport. I landed at Dulles. You know, so anyway, I don't know. Do you what's the first three digits of Ed's number?
I think it may be 540. I'm not sure.
540? Okay. Okay. Let's see. Hello, 540. Hi, Walt. This is Ed. Oh, hello, Ed. Can you hear me? Any,
how are you?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you real good, you know. I tell you, I got a little shook up when I couldn't, when I couldn't get everything going here. You know, it could have been my phone, I guess. But anyway, hey, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that the map you had was accurate, because I have seen what appears to be azimuthal equidistant maps that are used as air maps of the world. And it seems that the air maps of the world are not the same as other maps that you see from Rand McNally. They configure them differently. And they configure them, it seems, on a, in fact, you would think that they would have to, in order to be able to get to places and land safely, you'd have to have an accurate map. And so it seems that the air maps are, in fact, flat Earth maps.
Well, and say, I know a retired tugboat captain, and I quiz him. I pick his brains every time. He's got some very interesting stories, and they're real stories too. And I've seen some of the charts, and they navigate. And those charts don't bend. I mean, they're flat. And by the way, that, like the airline pilots, you know, that are flying at 30,000, 35,000, you know, in 39,000. They're not pulling out a map. I mean, they have an IFR chart. In other words, it has the airways. But I mean, you know, they're flying point to point. They're being vectored and followed by the ground. And in some places they do their own navigating though. Not every flight is, they do their own navigating, but radar wouldn't work on a ball. You're right, it won't. All that electromagnetic waves travel in a straight line. They cannot curve around a ball. You're absolutely correct. So ground radar would not work if you're on a ship for any distance, really. I mean, after a period of time, it would be useless. Well, you know, Ed and Carl, you know, and Larry, we've had enough discussions. We know without a doubt that it isn't a ball. But you know, how is that affecting? I noticed there's a couple young men on the internet, and they have flyers, and they go to universities. They stand out on the street and pass out flyers. But it's so interesting when somebody asks, when they ask somebody, like they were down in Tyler, Texas, at one of the universities there in front, and college students were coming out. But it's so interesting for me. Because the thing of it is, it's getting, this is what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get out is it's mind control. When you've been lied to this for all your life, you know, and to flip it, only it takes the hand of God to give you the eyes to see. And like Carl, it didn't take him very long, and it didn't take me very long either. But it was never questioned. In other words, it goes back to this big brother. When you go to college, now Ed, you got a degree, you've been to college, and through all your education, was it ever mentioned?
No, as far as the shape of the Earth
being flat,
yeah,
and heliocentric.
Oh, heliocentric for sure. That was all the way through. Yeah.
I mean, that's the religion of
that's the religion of modern science. It's actually a religion masquerading in science. Well, did you hear it was it brought up that many times in all the years you went to college? Oh no, it was assumed. In other words, it wasn't challenged. The issue was not addressed. It wasn't challenged. I mean, if anybody had ever mentioned the flat Earth, it was something to be laughed at. But that's about it. Now, I recall many years ago, and I think I'm going back perhaps 30 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. I can't recall exactly when it was, but I did see something about the Flat Earth Society. And I recall that they portrayed them as very eccentric. And they depicted them with medieval armor on and medieval outfits and made them look crazy. In fact, the Flat Earth Society portrayed themselves as kind of nutty. And so it was a very effective in basically portraying the Flat Earth Society as made up of a bunch of eccentric kind of nutty people, which made people think when looking at it that the Flat Earth is kind of a nutty idea. And it was very effective. It was basically a limited hangout in order to persuade people that if you believe this, you're going to be one of these people, one of these nutty type of people who dress up in, medieval outfits and, it basically denigrated the very idea of a flat earth. And so it was it's a type of mind control is what they were doing. And the intelligence community does that a lot when they have a limited hangout in order to spin an idea in a certain direction. And by the way, even today we see that in the flat earth movement, what they call the flat earth movement. There are people, I believe, who are in that movement, who are there for the purpose of making people think that if you believe in a flat earth, that you were out on the fringes and you have other fringe beliefs, because there are people that they put up front, and these people espouse certain strange ideas, and when they hear these other ideas, then other people will withdraw from that. It's very similar to what they did with the Vietnam War. Okay, so those people who were against the Vietnam War that they put out front, that they had, as people that got all of the media, were the people that were the hippies. They were out smoking dope, taking drugs. You had John Lennon. He was one of the main people out there. And I believe that the idea was that those people who were against the Vietnam War would then have a visceral response, like, I don't want to be associated with those people, see? And so they would not take part in the any effort to put an end to the Vietnam War. It was very cleverly done. The CIA is very much involved in that, and there's no doubt in my mind that they are involved in the group of people called the Flat Earth Movement. There's no doubt about it. They're trying the best they can to keep a lid on it, okay, to discredit it, but it is the truth. They do that, by the way, with Christianity as well. So, who gets all of the publicity by the major media? Well, anytime there's a scandal against a minister, like the Tammy Faye Baker and all the rest of that, they publicize that, okay, in order to discredit Christianity. If you've ever looked at how they portray Christianity in movies and television shows, it's basically this concept of somebody who is very rigid, unforgiving, unloving, and in fact, many times they portray them as running a cult, engaging in violent behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they can go right down the line. So they're doing the same thing here.
Well, you know, just the last couple of days, you know, I mean, with the advent of the internet, and we have, I just hear, my descendants came from Russia. They migrated over here in about 1880 when it started getting a little rough over there. But the reason why I'm saying we have so much information in front of us. And in other words, a lot of people never can have time to come out. What the point I'm trying to make is I think when we look about us, it's a lot further. I mean, in other words, it shows us the state I was called a country bunkin by Larry. And you know, Larry was right. You know, I've noticed as I've, you know, in my 74 years, I see somebody matter of fact, one time I met a guy that, he built a steam engine and he had it in a boat, man. We're at the state where they've got everybody thinking with all this new technology and the phones and stuff, but we have not been getting smarter as a culture. I, not only the United States, but the whole world. In other words, because this keeps God out of one thing that the flat earth movement has. There's a lot of people now that are not, they were complete atheists and they're not atheists today. That they, you know, they haven't, you know, but until because I see I see it when I'm out in the public, or you ask a question. You can ask a question to give an example. I asked a friend of mine he's a good mechanic, you know. In other words, I might be able to take a trip back east when all the $500 parts are put on my 1990 Jetta. But you know, when it comes to what's going on in the world, when I'm around him, I'm a listener. I'm a listener, and he doesn't pay real a lot of attention to what anything I say. But there's nothing wrong with his bulb. He's got a very, very bright bulb. And like I asked him one day, I said, "Say, have you got your flu shot?" Man, he just dove into that and said, yeah, no, without even thinking, in other words, and I see it more and more. And it's one of the reasons I'll tell you, Ed, is, you know, the truth is not sometimes, it's not that easy to bear sometimes, you know, I mean, I had something happen, in other words, especially the year we're living in, 2009, it's bothered every single one of us. And what I see, what's happening with me, what God's doing with me on the operating table, it's quieted me. It's quieted me. You know, in other words, I see how crazy it is. You know, you got a comment, Carl?
Yes, sir. You know, hey there, Brother Ed. How are you? But Larry, I don't think I spoke to either one of y'all yet.
Well, thank you.
Hello.
I don't think it's any coincidence that the first television broadcast was broadcasted by the Nazis. It was Adolf Hitler. Doing the introduction to the Berlin Games. And, you know, we've been under mass hypnosis for years. The television itself was a tool developed by occultists. I could go into a lot here. I'm trying to just sort of stay on track. Last night I was trying to do the same thing. I It's just so many rabbit holes that you walk into, you know, once you get into this. So basically, the television set is a, whenever you're watching the TV, you're watching a weapon, right? And it's for mind control. And they bombard you with, you know, with all the programming from the TV, all the programming on social media, all the programming in your daily life. That, you know, that this was something that the Nazis brought over here in Operation Paperclip. And was MK-Ultra mind control, or it's also referred to as satanic ritual abuse. And this dominates the entertainment world. This dominates the so-called media. All these people that we see on TV, the people that we grow up with, you know, watching on the TV, actors, newscasters, you know, we grow up with these people, and in doing so, we trust them, so to speak. You know, and I don't think it was a coincidence that in Operation Paperclip, the United States gets a group of these devil-worshipping sorcerers, because that's what these men are. And then Russia, they get the other group of them, right? And it was Russia and the United States who came together, or they came together behind the scenes. To the public, we were in the space race against the Russians. But really what was going on was the people that behind, you know, they're all in it together. And they are ushering us to a desired end that is ultimately orchestrated by Satan and his minions.
Well, in the bottom line too, God has made it a little clearer to me, as I see some of these ministers, you know, like Ken Hovind, you know, he's built houses, and he's a very intelligent man. But I agree with you. At the very top, they know what they're doing. But I think there's a lot of people in the middle that get caught up in it. In other words, like Pastor Fortner. I really believe, honestly, that he is just with his pride and with all of this mind control. See, I have a hard time being angry at him, because I realize God has put it on my, you know, but in other words, you got to call a spade a spade. You know, and it's I honestly think that they're deceived.
Well, you know, Ken Hovind, he has to have the globe to have dinosaur adventure link. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't shut down dinosaur adventure land for crying out loud. That's part of his ministry, for crying out loud. You see, and flat, you know, biblical cosmology, it destroys all that nonsense. For instance, false religions like Mormonism. Mormonism, there is no planet co-op in biblical cosmology. You see?
No.
And I do believe that people do get caught up in it. You know, it's just by the grace of God that I'm not, and that we're not, and I know that, and I do not think that I'm somewhere. I am a river rat. I am a towboat pilot. I push barges up on the river. I quit school in the ninth grade, for crying out loud. I'm not a smart man by the world standards, and it's only by the grace of God that I'm here in fellowship with you guys.
You sound like another country punk.
You know, I saw a, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day on a pickup truck, and it said, "Masonry, to join, you have to be invited. Ask me." I thought, you know, that's really interesting. I think that kind of conveys what you're all saying. In other words, it's a natural thing for people to want to be a part of something. You know, they don't want to be excluded. They want to be a part of a social group. They want to be accepted. They want to be recognized as special and all of that. And that bumper sticker is a good example of what I think people have bought into, the bumper sticker mentality of we went to the moon and we want to congratulate ourselves, you know. And it takes a big, big amount. I remember when I saw the moon landing at my aunt's house, we were having a pizza party over the moon landing, you know. And we were all, you know, doing high fives and congratulating each other over the fact that we, the good old U.S. of A., had gone to the moon and we hadn't gone at all, you know, so.
Well, another thing, too, is when you admit to this truth, I mean, in other words, it's not easy. It's pain. In some cases, it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
It's painful, and that's why it's the love of money too. I mean, it's, you know, it's that people are giving example. You know, anybody could be on this line. They could be a public school teacher. They're in a battle. They're in a battle. I mean, in other words, and now I wouldn't criticize. I wouldn't come to say, listen, just because you're a school teacher, you should quit. I think that there's a God can put us in places, you know, and because once you understand the truth matters, and you don't shut up. If I'm given a little window, you know. And another thing I've learned, this a couple weeks ago, because I was down. I buy bread for a dollar a loaf on certain days. Anyway, I took some bread to this my neighbor down the way. And we were talking. He knows that I'm a Christian, and I tried to talk a little history with him and everything, but he just came out point blank, and he said he started talking about the Chinese landed on the back of the moon. Now this is something I learned. I said, Dave, do you believe that the Chinese landed on the backside of the moon? And he stopped. He didn't answer. I asked him three times, but I didn't wait. I was not patient. Because, in other words, I know he was thinking about it. See, and it's like, Fortner, Pastor Fortner, give the best flat earth message I've heard. Because when he started using evidence from NASA, and then he quoted Elon Musk, and it's only going to be in a couple of years, three years, and we're going to the Mars. We're going to Mars. You know, so like I'm realizing that you can talk, but you ask a question, you have to be patient and let them answer, because when you ask some of these questions, I mean, they've never even thought about it. I mean, and you mentioned the TV, Carl, and I'm the same. I used to say this, and I know I'm not the first one to say it, but it's the most lethal weapon man has devised is that TV. Because we have had it. I had a friend of mine years ago, 6-7 years ago, he said, there's never been a country that's been more propagandized in this country. He said, there's never been a country that's been, we've had a psychological war has been waged on America. I mean, and in other words, it's always been around in cultures, but not until the TV and the radio started coming out where they could push it. And it's like this. Well, This is a good example. Donald Trump, when he was running for president, I started paying attention. I watched all, and I drank a little Kool-Aid. But he and when I came across where he was a partner with this McMahon in the World Wrestling Association, you know, and in other words, there's a McMahon there's a video up there where Trump comes out of the audience, goes up to McMahon and body slams him on his back and pounds him with his fist. And I said to myself, I'm sitting here to see, because the truth of it is, I'll be honest with anybody, we're coming out of this.
We're coming out of this. We're all right. The world's crazy. And Christ told us they hated me and they're going to hate you. You know.
That's right.
But.
You know, somebody asked us, they said, Carl, reason why NASA would fake all this. Just give me one reason. I said, man, I'll give you 50 million reasons a day. That's how many reasons I can give you. Because they're getting well over $50 million a day last time I checked. And it almost right. seems that, it also seems that, I mean, 50 million, that's 50 million reasons. I mean, it almost seems like NASA is this money laundering front or something. Like, you know, we give them, they get all these tax dollars from the American people, and then they filter out through all these other, you know, to all these other, mind control programs that they're running out, that they're running on. And it is just unbelievable. You know, and the TV has been used, it's been such a valuable tool for the enemy in attacking the home. You know, Satan, you know, he attacked the home and he attacked the marriage, you know, and then he attacked, you know, he attacked the children, you know, with drugs and out, you know, and now it seems, and now he's attacking gender. You know, and the way that all this is going, you know, we are going to be looked at as enemies of, and you know, it's fine with me, but we're going to be looked at as enemies of mankind. And I think that it's just smart for us to prepare ourselves in that way because, you know, we're preaching that, you know, we're preaching something that's totally contrary to the world. We're preaching that there is a God and that we stand in judgment of God. Unless Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the wrath of God, we are in trouble.
Right.
You know, and that is what we're preaching. And the world says there is no God, right? We can do what we want to. We're on a spinning rock in an average solar system going around an average sun. Let's all have our fun now. Who are you to tell me I can't be a woman today and a man tomorrow? Who are you to tell me what, you know, what I can do with my body? If I want to go out and sleep with whoever and have an abortion and murder another human being, who are you to tell me that I'm wrong for that? This is my life. And who are you? And whenever we as Christians come out against that and, you know, and proclaim that we are sinners, that there's nothing good about us, that we are under the wrath of God, and to repent, to believe on Jesus Christ, that is in total opposition to what the world believes in. And I just think it's getting to the point to where, you know, we have to take a side off of this by the grace of God.
Well, listen, I look forward to this just as much as people are listening, because the people that are listening and have stayed this long and listened, we are in a battle. You know, I just... You know, Ephesians, you know, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's where we are. It's so prevalent. It's so prevalent in our society that even Donald Trump said that the left, they were just crazy. They were just crazy. But the thing, the old saying, when a politician opens his mouth, he's lying. Well, it's the truth. The age we live in, with all of this mind control. The power they have with mind control in Hollywood, it's mind control. I mean, you know, I see it when I go to town. You know, I mean, you know, they're living in a little bubble, and you know, it's like this too. I've learned that when somebody sucks you into anger. You can make a statement and a fact. But boy, last night I was tested. I got a car in November And then my mechanic said, well, you better look around for some insurance. He said, I told him where I had my insurance. He said, man, those guys are taking you to the market. And I said, so I looked up in the internet and I did. I found a place where they were going to charge me $80 a month, $89 a month. I found a place where I could get it for $51. And so, but the point of it is, I went in there to my, the fellow that I'd done business with for the last 10 or 12 years. And I told him across the table to cancel my insurance. And I just found out yesterday that I've been paying for two companies. But the point, the reason I bring this up is, listen, I smelled it. I did not, you know, the inner man, oh man, I mean, you know, because I know they were lying to me, and you know, but I went down, I took care of it without any kind of, and it wasn't me that was doing it. I could do all things, because in other words, I didn't want to upset myself, get upset, because that ain't going to change anything. You know, and if I get a chance, if they don't give me my money back, and there's a possibility, I mean, I'm going to have a chance to witness to that man. You know, and I'll pay $250 to witness, and giving an example to this young man, you know, that he was wrong. He was wrong in what he did, but in other words, if, you know, and it's just a part of the times. It's just a part of the times, and everybody on this call, there's people in here still in the workplace. And I'll tell you, it's a battle. It's a battle, and you have to put on that full armor. I'll tell you, I'm gonna memorize. If I don't memorize anything, is to put that on a daily basis.
I think it was some lady in the state of Ohio who is facing arrest and prosecution by the state school board or the county school board for refusing to put her son into what do they call it? Transition him to be a girl. And, you know, you just look around today at what's going on in the world, and it's real easy to sort of feel like, you know, that you're all alone. And I know when all this stuff broke loose last year, in the Sovereign Grace community, I would have never thought that I would be here tonight, you know, me and my wife, you know, on a conference call basically with Ed Hendry and Brother Larry Phillips and you, Brother Walt. And it sure is comforting to know that, you know, that God is there. And he's not going behind us, cleaning up after us. He's out in front leading the way. And he's leading us through all of this. I just glory in the fact by his grace, and I glory in him, because this is about the glory of Jesus Christ. This is about him, and I'm just thankful to know that you brothers are out there, and there's other people that God has reserved for himself.
Well, I just want to also, oh, this is Larry. I want to just recognize all of the people that are with us, our friends on Facebook. That we know, Sister Louise Greaves is with us. Rick Matorik is with us from California. Leon Kennedy is with us. We've got Howard Jett, who's become a good friend of mine. Linda Freeman from Illinois. Moses Tipton. Bill Upchurch. Dave Vandeveen. Ross Plotner. Guy Green, Ivor Thomas. I just got a message from Ivor Thomas that he's from the UK, and it's about midnight over there right now. There's a whole group of people that are of like faith that are listening to us tonight, and I'm sure they all have their own thoughts and their own, what's going on in their own mind. minds, but I just wanted to make sure that they knew that we know you're there and listening. Back to you, Brother Walt.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up at the top of the hour. There's a number here from 309. In other words, I'll open your mic, but if you don't want to speak at all, but this is one of the reasons. I mean, we're spread out, but I know Carl's there. I know Larry's there. I know Ed's there. Good evening, 309. They didn't say nothing. There's California, 661. I know who this is. Hello. In fact, there might be one here from Canada. 562. Good evening, 562.
Hi, it's Mark. It's Brother Mark.
Welcome, Mark. You got anything to comment, add to?
I've been listening last half hour or so, and you've been talking about the pernicious effects of the media, particularly television, and I agree. You know, before television came in the 1950s, the families would sit around the radios in the evening and listen to the radio. And there are people that have done the studies, like Marshall McLuhan back in the 50s, and then later on in the 70s and 80s, Neil Postman with Amusing Ourselves to Death. And they have done all the detailed studies of television destroyed a person's ability to read and think and critically, examine information. And so it destroyed our television is a weapon. You're exactly right. And they knew that it would have adverse effects on people's literacy when the television came in. And if you look at what happened in the 50 years since television came in, it's exactly that. People's critical thinking skills are way down. Books anymore, and now the internet, and that's even made it worse. You know, people don't read books anymore.
Right. Let me ask this question to Ed. Say, Ed, do you think that NASA could have done what they have done without the TV?
Oh, I think that they go hand in hand. I mean, they had that planned. TV was part and parcel of the propaganda. So no, they couldn't accomplish what they've accomplished without the TV. But with the TV, if you're paying attention, you can see all of the mistakes that they've made. I mean, they're like the Keystone Cops. You cannot violate God's laws. I mean, the laws that rule this world, they're subject to. So,
amen.
Simply, if you look at the rockets when they take off, and I saw this as a kid, the trajectory as they go further and further away, the rocket starts pointing downward. So, you know, they're not going out into space. And all of the photographs that have been shown to be phonied up, it's just, God's laws cannot be violated. So, and they try to say that they can, and they create a mythology of an outer space with this airless vacuum, which does not exist. Yeah, they couldn't do what they're doing without television.
It's so comforting to have a group of people that are just all of them can add 2 and 2 is 4. Because we're living in a time. I remember my old time
friend, I used to have an ISP business, and anyway, he's passed away now. His first name was Spud. And I put him on the line and taught him a little bit about the computer and stuff. And first thing he wanted to do is he bought the video. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. But what was so interesting about Spud was he told about his mother. When they were bouncing around on the moon, you know, not everybody did it. His mother said, "They're not on the moon." You know, the damage that has been done, it's at the public schools. I mean, when it comes down to it, too, we have so much to be thankful for, because if God hadn't opened every one of our eyes,
amen,
we couldn't fellowship. It breaks up fellowships. I mean, people don't like to think that they have been mooned.
Amen.
It's embarrassing. Sometimes I get here by myself and I think, man, that is, I mean, a whole organization like NASA spending $50 million a day, and the general public doesn't come out and raise up. They've got everybody so laid back, and they know how to use the mind control. Like, give you an example, there's the border control, border now, that thing that's going on the border. You know, listen, do we need a border? I mean, I'm not against the border. They're using, that's how Trump, you know, I didn't finish what I said about the wrestling. If the mass media, even to this day, on ABC, NBC, and the Alphabet News, you will never see a clip of Donald Trump slamming McMahon at the wrestling and having that big wrestle. That is, and Trump is an expert. He goes because they're working through the CIA, but like Ed, I heard you say one time that NASA is an intelligence gathering. They know they're using NASA to manipulate minds. I mean, the thing with me now is this. One thing we all got in common here on this call tonight, we can be so thankful that God opened our eyes and give us ears to hear that I lived in a pretty small box, and but I learned to listen. I had something happen to me, and the point that Ed made earlier about the flat earth society and stuff. But see, I had a neighbor 12 years ago in her kitchen asked me, "Walt, do you believe the Bible?" This is 12 years ago. And I said, "Yeah." "Would you believe the earth is flat?" And so I took her to Isaiah 40:22. See, and she had a beach ball in there with a globe, and she started kicking it around the kitchen. This was 12 years ago. She was not on the internet. She drove her husband and myself I just mentioned it the other day to her husband. There was a time I wanted to say, "Listen, slow down. I mean, it's not that important." That was in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, because she peppered me with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand the first chapter of the book, it just, you can't deny it. Either that, you have to deny the Bible.
Right.
You have to deny the Word of God, one of the full armor. That's without that armor, I mean, but I get excited every time I go down to the ocean. Because I live the way the crow flies, I live about a mile from the ocean. And when it's storming, I, I mean, I can, it, you know, I hear it at night. I mean, just a pounding, you know, and another thing too, with kind of, you know, I flew for all those years. I bought an airplane. I think it was in 1976, a little Cessna 150. And, you know, but I can tell you one thing, that Horizon straight, because I was kind of a straight flying pilot. And to roll the airplane, you know, I was never an aerobatic pilot, but I did roll the plane a couple of times because it's not, you know, I knew I had completed the roll by looking at the Horizon. I just pulled on the, give it a hard right aileron and just sit there and wait till everything righted itself up.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing too, you know, is we're so conditioned. There's a reason when you get on a commercial airplane that they show you where the oxygen is. They show you where that oxygen is, because when you're at 39,000 feet and that airplane, if, you know, loses its pressure, there's nothing to breathe, you know, and that's, you know, and it's right there in front of us. And then, you know, and the one thing too, that it's the brainwashing has got so far that you hear people say they see the curvature of the earth. You see that, you know, there's, you know, in other words, the, you know, they, you know, and you know, like I, Mount Everest, I heard a climber, he was up there and he could see the curvature of the earth. No, he couldn't, you know, but I mean, we've got so many balls in our head. You know, we've had that ball pushed so hard. And so, you know, I still, you know, maybe I'm getting old and I, you know, but I still have a lot of compassion and for old Fortner. I mean, that old boy is deceived. I mean, to the core, he has taken the Kool-Aid and drank the Kool-Aid, the cup and all.
You know, Dylan Forster is a protege of Henry Mahan, and I met them both at a Bible conference. Oh gosh, this was 1993 up in Mission Springs, California. But anyway, if you want to get some more insight into everything you've been talking about, you know, about probably the first half of this show and what you've been focusing on, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of the Tavistock Institute and their plans and their funding, but they have such reach and such diabolical intentions, it would just probably just, but you know, if you want to get more succinct and your understanding, search that out, Tavistock Institute. And by the way, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello, brother. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Christopher.
Everyone, and it's nice to have you all on board. And it sounds like Walt's maiden voyage back into the known.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, it was Frank Hall, and I've never met him. I've never met him, but I have read his on the Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah,
Nickelodeon.
Oh,
Nickelation.
And I'll send you. It's 11 pages, and man, it just hit me between the eyes. I said, if you know, because like I said, I've never met Frank Hall, but I don't give him any credit for this. This is the holy, for a man to sit down and write 11 pages like this. I mean, he's describing exactly what we're facing right here in 2019.
If you go to CalvaryLamb.com, I think it's the name of Frank and Dennis's website, that whole website is just full of inspired writing like that. You know, I say it's inspired. I mean, I believe it's the Holy Spirit that's, you know, working through the church. And, you know, if I think the name of it is calvaryslam.com, and there is just a lot of his writings on there. And, you know, when this happened that last year, I had one of these Sovereign Grace preachers call me up, and he wasn't, and this wasn't the pastor of the church that me and my wife were attending, but I had met the pastor, and I talked with him on the phone several times and had lengthy conversations with him. And so whenever he found out that I had broke fellowship, he called me. And he tried, and he was one of the ones that orchestrated having the brother out in San Diego removed from his position the same day that he preached on biblical cosmology. So this pastor calls me up and he basically recognizes to me on the phone that scripture teaches that the earth doesn't move. However, he said that, you know, he tried to convince me not to break fellowship by trying to convince me as well that it didn't matter what you believed about the creation, that God doesn't care about it. And so I took it to the first chapter of Genesis, and I said, look, you know, God describes for us exactly what he did, how long it took him, and how long it took him to do this, and the specific events of creation each and every day. I said, how are you going to sit there and tell me that this doesn't matter? And again, these men are just so caught up in their tradition that
yes,
they refuse to. And also, I think that Brother Ed made such a great point on that talk to you a couple of weeks ago, I think it was now. You know, these men know that they have so many tares in their churches. They know that. And the minute that they start addressing biblical cosmology for what it is, people are going to get up and walk out the door, and they're going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
Always follow the money with a lot of these. But if he's preaching the truth, you know, more power to him. I mean, it's a fact that the earth is the Lord's footstool in all of Genesis 1. You could just proceed from there. There's really no disputation if you search it out. But because you don't search it out. Most people don't search it out. They just rely on their preacher, who doesn't want to upset the apple cart because he loves those tithes and offerings to continue to roll in.
I went to a Bible
conference.
Me and my wife went to a Bible conference at Don Fortner's church back last year. All right, and he was selling his book in the church. And, you know, I hadn't seen anything like that since I was a kid. And when I was a kid, I was raised in charismaticism. And that's a whole other story.
You're delivered.
Yes, sir, I am, by the grace of God. And I can remember, you know, people selling CDs and tapes out in the foyer, you know. And I had never, and whenever I walked into Don Fortner's church last year and seen these books for sale, I'm not trying to pick on Don Fortner or any of these men. I have just reached the point with all this that, you know, we are called to stand up as believers for the Word of God. And that's what I'm doing by His grace. And, you know, I just hope and pray that there's other people in this Sovereign Grace movement that the good Lord pulls out of. Because, I mean, these men are not changing their ways unless the good Lord changes them. They're not going to do it.
No money in it, brother. They're not going to change their ways for the most part.
Well, you know, it all comes back down to the deception. I mean, listen, we have been propagandized, especially this country. This is the only country that thinks that they've never been propagandized. And this is the biggest. We have got more propaganda put on us. I mean, in other words, in the last It accelerated with the TV, okay? But it was back in the roaring 20s too. I mean, this is the nature of man, is the fallen man is nothing new. I mean, it's from the garden, you know, but this country has like a greenhouse. It grows pride. Men are so proud. I got a bigger pickup than you, and this guy's got a bigger, you know, they've just hit us so hard with so much, you know. I watch this, I see through it, and it is kind of entertaining. I laugh at it, you know, but talk about mind control. It's all in the family. Archie Bunker was a Protestant, and his neighbor was a Catholic, and they went through the gun issue, and Meathead was a liberal. I'm telling you, everything that we are facing today is right in that series, all in the family. I mean, it is nothing but mind control.
Good point.
So, see, we got a little, I've never met Carl or I never met Frank, but I know they're there. See, I know they're there, you know, and, you know, I'm not, you know, and, you know, we all, anybody that kind of lives by himself, you know, you're going to God designed us to have some fellowship. I mean, that's where, you know, I mean, I realize one thing that we got so much, I've said it again, but listen, we got so much to be thankful for.
Yes,
and that we see this, that God has given us enough, that we can step aside on some of this stuff, and that we don't hit this head on. You know, I mean, you know, in other words, but it still interests me. It still hurts me when I see these young guys passing out pamphlets. Because see, a lot of the pamphlets they handed these young people and stuff, they've never questioned what they're living on. And that's the way it was. It was like if he went through college. It wasn't a big topic. You know, I mean, this is something that, you know, there's a globe in every room and on and on and on. But boy, once you see anymore, see, I'm not trying to prove that the earth, first of all, you go through stages, you know, but in other words, I'm not in the stage of trying to prove, you know, but I'm telling you, I know for a fact that water runs downhill.
Well, absolutely, you know, brother, to give credence to the whole thing, you know, in regard to Daniel, tells us that knowledge will be increased. Lesson, and I see that it does align with the first chapter of Genesis, and all throughout the Bible, there's 200 verses, you know, but again, I could harp on this till kingdom come, and you know, and who's going to listen? You know, unless God has given them eyes and a perception to receive the truth of the. That's the kind of knowledge that I appreciate. Biblical knowledge that certainly has increased. I see it a lot in our day, and that television is a death ray. That is a conveyor of such wickedness. You know. I don't believe they could have pulled off that moon hoax to 90% of the watchers without that television.
Go ahead, Carl.
To watch Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and Collins sit there.
How do they sleep at night, you know?
I mean, what traitors? You know, what these men are traitors to the human, these men are not only traitors to the United States of America, but to all of mankind. All right, these men, you're exactly right. How do they sleep at night? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I mean,
aren't they all Masonic? Walter, this is up your alley here, brother. You know,
Not to say that other things are not,
but what happened?
Multiple planets. Isn't Griswold and Buzz Aldrin and all these, aren't they all Masons? Alive or dead? They're all high ranking Masons.
It's my understanding that to have even been in space, you have to be a freak. You have to be initiated. At least that's my understanding of it. Arthur C. Clarke.
Degrees of masonry, and then at the 33rd degree, it becomes revealed unto you that Lucifer is a light bearer. Now, how do they keep these people in the fold all this time as underlings in the Masonic ring of fire, I'd call it? And the ultimate conclusion is that they get to come to this understanding that's revealed unto them by higher-ups that, oh, by the way, our king and leader is the light, that light-bearer that you may have heard of, it's Lucifer.
Right. It's the rituals that they participate in together, and it's also all the acquaintances and all the success that they have along the way. And you start out on the lower end in the Masonic Lodge, and by the time you're in your 50s and you have learned all and you start finding out all this stuff. It's almost like there's too much for you to. There's too much for you to lose, and like I say, you have engaged in these rituals with other men doing things that are just unspeakable. I wouldn't even want to speak out loud what these people engage in. I mean, there's no wonder that they swim through this lodge.
A lot of these judges on just about every level of the judiciary are ranking Masons, and if I don't know what you could be found to be arraigned for in one of their courts, but you can flash them a Masonic hand sign and pretty much get off with a slap on your wrist. But if you don't know the hand sign or whatever it is, well, you're gonna go down just like anybody else that is part of that. So I agree with that connectivity that you're alluding to. In every aspect of their lives, that Masonic connection, but it's so infantile. A third degree Mason. I told a third degree Mason that when you get to 33 degrees, they're going to tell you who the light bearer is. He goes, "Oh yes, I've heard about the light bearer. Oh, it's all a mystery, and we're sworn to an oath to not." He didn't seem very interested in knowing. Yeah, I told him anyway, just for spite. And I told him, Lucifer, you'll find, is your light bearer.
There's 16,000 people. There's 16,000 people in the town that me and my wife live in, and there's two Masonic lodges.
Oh, really?
Well,
I don't think 16,000. Maybe I didn't look close enough to see that eye and the compass and the the logo of the Masonic Lodge. I guess there's more than I don't think there's any up here. But I
well, listen, man, we've been going at it for it's an hour and 20 minutes. I was going to keep it to an hour, but I enjoy just listening, and I know the bottom line is it's dark out there, and we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And I'd like last night I had a chance I got in the flesh, and I still might lose $200, but I said to myself, woke up this morning, if God wants me to lose that $200. I'll lose $200. It's a lot of money for me. But the point of it is, it's gone so far. It's got so far that's why I think this Larry's going to do a broadcast on we can maybe talk about that on Monday. And did you have a time picked out, Larry?
Yeah, I think we're going to do it at 6 o'clock Central, and Frank Hall has agreed to join us. And actually, I want to thank Ed Henry for actually initiating that, because Ed Henry saw the value in that sermon on the Nicolaitans and extended Frank the opening to bring on, be on the talk show. And of course, this is a little broader platform, and so I think we're going to just use this platform to, and Ed, I'd like for you, well, Carl, first of all, I'd like for you to introduce Frank, since you're the one that introduced us to Frank, okay? So if you would Monday night introduce Frank Hall to us, and then Ed, I'd like for you to kind of, you know, kind of interview Frank a little bit. I know you've read through his sermon. I've read through most of it, and it is phenomenal. But so it'll be at 6 o'clock Central on Monday night, and we'll call in on this number. I'll make sure we send the link out to everybody on this platform.
Does anybody remember the specific sin of the Nicolaitans? Because that would be a good primer for us. And to read about them the way Paul...
He covers it all.
Chris, if you
could... Yeah, he covers it all. Maybe somebody can send Chris a copy of his writing on that.
I will. I got a PDF file.
Very much enlightening. I got a PDF file, and anybody... I mean, I got it printed out, too, and I've already shared it. I've already shared it once, I think he covers it very, in other words, all of a sudden, I see all this apostasy, and you just say, well, they can't be all wrong. They can't be, I don't say wrong now, I say deceived, what we're seeing here, what's going on, and I talked to a man this morning from Virginia. And and we just got to be thankful for every day, because they got some big things. We're going to, but the one thing that we could be so thankful for, that we're not in the dark.
Right.
Amen. Not in the dark. We see God has shown us, in other words, this last year of my life, it revealed a little bit at a time. And it's got to the point now where I just realize it is mind control. It is, they are playing with your head continually. When if you're listening to music, the modern music where they change the frequencies and da 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 da. I mean, they're coming at the public.
Brother Walt. That's why I wanted to highlight the Tavistock Institute, because it really reveals a lot, and they've got funding. The kingdom come, and they've been around a long time.
No, well, this is nothing new. But they had to, and I go along with Carl said. I mean, they could have never pulled off the NASA thing, the moonshot. They had to have the TV. I asked my good friend. We were going shopping one day, and I said, do you believe we went to the moon? And he said, yeah. I said, how do you know? He said, well, I've seen it on TV. Well, that's the answer they tell you. And I said, do you believe everything you see on TV? But, when you really see that the other side, it humbles you.
Yeah.
It humbles you, because matter, there's no sense. In other words, if somebody comes at you with a 2x4, you're gonna try to defend and walk around or da-da-da. But, man, I'll tell you, it's a time... is to be careful what you say, but don't. I mean, I'm not afraid to. I realize that. Like my friend down the road, he's hurting. I'll tell you, when I left there that day and realized, we've got a rest in Christ. We can do all things through Christ. I mean, And like last night, man, what a test I had. Man, I'll tell you, I knew I had to be quiet though. I knew I had to put the man to bed. You know, I had to, you know, and just, you know, what was going to go on was going to go on, and all I could do is make it worse.
What was the difference in that on you, Walter?
Well, I'll tell you on a phone call. But hey, listen, I want to thank everybody for coming and sharing. You know, I was a little frantic at the beginning there because I don't know what happened. It wouldn't take my host number, and you know, anyway. But I'll try to find out a little bit more about it and why it, you know. So anyway, you got any closing thing to say to Larry?
No, I just want to thank everybody that has come on board, and it's so good to feel like I've had a family reunion tonight. Sister Louise, Linda Freeman, Andrew Brown, Christopher Duran. I want you to know I love every one of you guys. And Louise asked the question. I don't have an answer. I'm not sure on this. Maybe Carl might know the answer to this. Louise wanted to know, is Don Bell going along with Don Fortner? Do you know the answer to that, Carl?
Donnie Bell was my pastor. He was the man that I went to and said, you know, yeah, so yes, he's going along with it. And, you know, again, I just want to say this to be clear. I'm only saved by the grace of God, and I do not exalt myself above anybody else.
Right.
But I have called these men out. They have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and what they have done to secure their own pride of life and their own place where they're at is atrocious.
Wow.
And these men must be called out.
Wow. I didn't connect the dots, Carl. I didn't realize Don Bell was your pastor. That really, wow. That, because I've, you know, I was on a email chain with Don Bell for years, so I'll tell you, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I've really tried to be a gentleman about all this and not mention not mention people's names.
Yeah.
As best I could, but, you know, there's some other details that I've held back. But,
right.
Yeah, Donnie Bell was our pastor.
Okay. Well, that answers Louise. Well, Walt, I'll put it back to you. I just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. And we welcome you all to reconvene on Monday night at 6:00.
Okay. God bless all of you guys. Thanks for Ed and Brother Mark, Brother Chris, and Brother Walt, and Brother Larry. God bless all of you.
God bless you, Carl.
God bless you.
Okay.
Okay,
my guest, Walt.
Thanks, Walt.
We'll see you on Monday. God bless.
Uh-huh.
We'll see you on Monday. I'm ending the podcast.
All right. Well, good night, all Facebook, and appreciate all of you that have come on board as well. And have a great evening. God bless.